KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. We have some breaking news this morning. That, of course, is the death of Ivana Trump, Donald Trump's first wife and the mother of Ivanka, as well as Donald Jr. and Eric. According to the New York Times, Ivana Trump died on Thursday at her home in Manhattan. She was 73 years old. Trump announced her death in a statement on Truth Social. The New York City police were investigating whether Trump had fallen down the stairs at her townhouse on the Upper East Side. According to two law enforcement officials with knowledge of the matter, one of the officials said there was no sign of forced entry at the home. The death appeared to be accidental. A spokeswoman for the city's chief medical examiner's office said that it would investigate the death. Throughout their marriage, according to the Times, Trump commanded almost as much media attention as her husband, as they helped define the 1980s as an era of gaudy excess among the elite, an image Trump used to fuel his turn as an outsized TV personality before his 2016 run for the White House. It was Ms. Trump who rechristened her husband The Donald, a moniker that became a fixture in the New York tabloid press. Ms. Trump was widely popular with the press. Ivana Trump obviously brought up a pretty successful family. Her death provided an opportunity for all the trolls online to say horrible things, but that's sort of the usual way that things go now online. Bottom line is that we wish best wishes to the Trump family after the tragic death of Ivana. And meanwhile, Democrats are in serious political trouble. According to the New York Times, Democrats are facing deepening peril as Republicans seize on inflation fears. So always the story for the left-leaning media is that when things are going poorly for Democrats, the story isn't that things are going poorly for Democrats. It's that Republicans are seizing. They're pouncing. They're jumping. It's always this, the Republican response is always the story. It's never a Democratic failure. That is the story, according to the New York Times. Triple-digit gasoline bills, bulging hamburger prices, a 4th of July holiday that broke the bank. Prices are rising at the fastest rate in 4 decades, a painful development that has given Republicans a powerful talking point just months ahead of the midterm elections. With control of Congress very much in play, Republicans are investing heavily in a blitz of campaign advertisements that portray a dark sense of economic disarray as they seek to make inflation a political albatross for President Biden and Democrats. By the way, you got to love the language of the left-wing media. It's always the same. When Republicans point out that things are going badly, it's a dark, divisive message. You remember that they said this about Donald Trump's speech at the RNC in 2016. It was dark. It was divisive. It was a dark vision. However, when Democrats routinely say that the world will end because of the overthrow of Roe versus Wade, or that we all are going to be burned up by the sun because of global warming, because of Joe Manchin, that's not dark. That's just realistic about the prospects for humanity. The New York Times says, according to Cantor's campaign media analysis group, candidates running in House, Senate, and governor races around the country have spent $22 million airing about 130,000 local and national TV ads mentioning inflation from early April through the beginning of July, which, of course, makes perfect sense since the vast plurality of Americans cite inflation as their number one priority in the upcoming elections. What else are you going to run an ad on? And that's what all the ads are going to be on. It's what everybody's worried about. The data released Wednesday showing that prices climbed in June by 9.1% year over year gave Republicans fresh ammunition against Biden and his party, ammunition that includes faulting Democrats for passing a nearly $2 trillion stimulus package last year and efforts to spend even more money through Build Back Better. The focus on inflation is already weighing on Biden's poll numbers. New York Times Siena College this week showed his approval at a meager 33%. 20% of voters view jobs and the economy as the most important problem facing the country. And by the way, when they say jobs and the economy, they mean inflation. Because the jobs market actually right now is really, really good. So it's not jobs and really is not even the economy so much as it is inflation and how it affects jobs in the economy. The poll showed the race for control of Congress is surprisingly tight. It is not surprisingly tight. Every single time the New York Times takes a poll in a generic congressional race that shows it tight, Republicans end up with a blowout. Gas prices have fallen from their $5 a gallon peak. There are signs inflation might be slowing, but consumers are unlikely to feel better off anytime soon. Jason Furman, economist at Harvard University, former Obama administration economic advisor, says, quote, it's a very negative thing politically for the Democrats. My guess is that the negative views about inflation are so deeply baked in that nothing can change in the next few months to change them. And, of course, that makes perfect sense because there's nothing that's changing the status quo other than the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates. Joe Biden is still calling for more taxes and more regulation and more spending. Joe Biden is still pursuing a war in Ukraine. And nothing is actually changing on the ground. So the same people who brought you inflation are now bringing you inflation part two, the revenge.
I mean,
they did a horrible job over the past year and a half. They're not changing
Colt
course. Why would Americans actually think
on
that something
is
going to
Athletics.
Change? And the problem with inflation is that a lot of inflation
and
how much inflation
is baked into
the cake is reliant on Americans' expectation about how much they're going
Friday
to pay when they go to the grocery store.
The heat sort of tapering down to a
Americans
nice
have to say,
82 degrees.
And we will
have
the next
some baseball
is
for
continue.
You tonight.
They're not
going to
say that.
Colt 45
they're going to say,
okay,
I'm
going to
buy right now at this price because it's going
to
be even more expensive 2 weeks from now. And that actually is self-fulfilling prophecy because everybody spends
and
now. That leads
again,
to more price inflation because
to
more dollars into the economy with less product means inflation. You can see that over the past few years, Democrats have absolutely been getting clocked. Honestly, at this point
and
in time,
once
you have
again,
to say that
now
one
joining
of the most fortunate things to happen
to
for the Republicans
this
in sort of a broad, bizarre world
game here as
logic,
Isaac Horsman
is that Donald
is
Trump caused them
the
to lose both Georgia Senate
Colt
seats at the beginning of 2021. Because that put Democrats in control of the Senate. And then, for some reason, they got very inflated expectations of what they could do and what they should do. And they proceeded to spend enormous amounts of money, promised their base that they were going to do these incredible world-breaking things, scare the bejesus out of everybody else, and freak out the American public to the point where they say, okay, we don't want you guys in charge anymore. If Republicans had actually been in control of the Senate, Joe Biden could blame the lack of action on Mitch McConnell. He'd actually have a foil. He doesn't have a foil right now because Mitch McConnell is...
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models in an ever-changing world. We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
So here's Isaac Horsman on the mound, the right-hander from Oklahoma City University, born and raised in Albuquerque, and has been one of the top pitchers for the Redding Colt 45s. He's mixed a fastball, a slider, and a changeup very well throughout the season, and he comes in with a 1.36 earned run average and has tossed the most innings. So for Horsman trying to get it done as he has family from Pittsburgh listening in, the Colt 45s wearing yellow, black, and white pants, and for the Fresno Athletics wearing white and green pinstripes with gray pants. So Horsman getting his warm-up pitches as Barrick Fasking talking with the coaches, the general out there commanding his troops as we are about to get underway on what is a beautiful Friday afternoon here in Redding. And so for the Redding defense as it stacks up, behind the plate will be Ethan Williams, and then at first base is Kyle Norton. At second base is Jonathan Kumai. At third base is Derek Ray. Designated hitter is Derek Ray. Wyatt Reginato at third base, and then Arib Camacho at short. In left field is going to be Royce Knock. In center is going to be Bryce Tweet. And in right is his twin brother, Blake Tweet. So Horseman wearing a big, big mustache and is pretty excited today because he got to listen to a new album from his favorite band, Zach Bryan, and he was jamming to that on the way to the ballpark. So nothing like a fresh album of music to really get you fired up and get you ready to go. So the right-hander listed at 6'3", uses that length, uses his movement very well. And again, the one thing about this Reading Colt 45's team is the way that they've been able to command first pitch strikes as of late. So Yen comes in with a curveball and a changeup and then a fastball that comes in about 86, 87, can grill it up to 88. And for the Fresno Athletics, batting first will be shortstop Justin Tiger. Batting second will be center fielder Ryan Tiger. And then batting third will be Eric Anderson, the catcher. Batting fourth will be Roman Gonzalez, the designated hitter. Batting fifth will be first baseman Cameron DeMaria. And then batting sixth will be left fielder Cameron Bryant. Batting seventh will be right fielder Justin Francis. Batting eighth will be Isaiah Clark, the third baseman. And then batting ninth will be Isaiah Ochoa. So the Reading Colt 45s, as fans fill into historic Tiger Field, getting a nice patch of green and yellow all over the place. The two teams almost identical colors. And so the left-hander, Justin Tiger, the left-handed hitting Tiger, who plays shortstop, will lead things off. Of course, Horseman wearing a big old beard. Looks into his catcher. He sets, he winds, and delivers. The first pitch is a fastball. Tails on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. It's 3-10 all the way down the line, down the first baseline, and then 370 in the right center gap as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away and knocks a couple of leaves down. 0-2. And it's 406 in dead center, and then 358 in left center. And then down the left field line, it is 320. So pretty big ballpark, which depending on which way the wind is going, could provide for some easy pop flies, and it can also be a hitter's paradise. So 0-2 as Horseman looks into Tiger. Horseman winds and delivers. The 0-2 pitch is a changeup that swung on and is popped up down the right field line. Giving chase is Blake Tweed, but that'll go out of play. And again, there is a white chalk up along the visitor's dugout. Still plenty of green grass, but at some point the foul line has to, the area where the ball is out of play has to start, and it gets sort of tucked and wrapped around by the second pair of lights. One ball and two strikes the count. Here's Horseman looking into Williams. Winds and delivers. The 1-2 pitch is swung on. That ball is flied into left center. Under it calling off is Bryce Tweed, who makes the catch, and there's one away. So good communication there between Bryce and the left fielder from Fall River, just talking to each other. Used that right-hand glove of his, waved him off, made the catch. So one away, now here comes Ryan Tiger, the center fielder. Horseman looking in, winds and delivers. First pitch, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. First strike one, pulling the strings in the dirt is Horseman, and the count is 0-1. Horseman looks into Williams. Shakes it off, now winds and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is scissored on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-2. And again, this is what this Reading Colt 45's team has done as of late, just command the strike zone, and now has the other Tiger behind. The 0-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt. So again, working the changeup, working the slider, and again from Albuquerque. But Horseman also has family in Pittsburgh. Here is the 1-2 pitch, fastball just high at the belt. 2-2. Horseman looking in. Winds and sets. The 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. The changeup has Ryan Tiger out in front. And down he goes, two away. So again for Isaac Horseman, who has just again done a fantastic job. The right-hander from Oklahoma City University. Horseman now to left-handed hitting catcher Eric Anderson. The pitch to Eric Anderson dips just low for ball one, but Williams says good miss. So 1-0 as the families are just getting settled in for a good night of baseball. The 1-0 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. And so for Horseman, country music fan, that's his music of choice when he gets warmed up. The 2-0 is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. And, of course, we got to talk about Aunt MB, who's listening from Pittsburgh this evening. Wished her happy birthday about 2 weeks ago. 2-1 pitch is a curveball dropped in there for a strike. Again, the movement there from Horseman coming in and dropping right at the knees to Anderson. Horseman looking to finish off the inning. The 2-2 is swung on, and that ball is hit hard into right field past the sliding Jonathan Kumai for a base hit. So the two-out, two-strike bug. Gets to Horseman, and again, that ball wasn't hit very hard, just barreled up just enough, and then slid right past the diving Kumai, who had a chance on that play, just fingertips out of his reach. And so with two outs, here is Roman Rosales. The pitch to Rosales swung on. That ball is going to be lifted foul and out of play toward the Reading Colt 45's clubhouse. And, of course, when you got kids, you got them running and chasing for those foul balls. Let's see who gets it first. 0-1, Horseman. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. Kind of a cockeyed look there from Roman Rosales to the home plate umpire. Now we have 0-2. Horseman trying to finish off the inning. He sets. Runner not going. Pitch is swung on. Hit hard to short past the diving Camacho for a base hit. So the Athletics with two outs have strung together back-to-back singles. And so now trying to keep the momentum going for the Athletics is Cameron DeMaria. Over to second goes Anderson. And Anderson, man, talk about a big guy. That is Eric Anderson, the first baseman, and you could not miss him even if you tried. That man is 6'8" and does not have his jersey tucked in, but he does have big arms and trying to power one out of here. Stepping off his Horseman, and he'll call time. So just a quick meeting, and again, usually you're told during the college games to tug it in, but you know what? This is summer baseball, just having fun here. And so the big fella listed at 6'8", trying to drive one off of Horseman. Horseman sets. Delivers the pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Coming up empty, trying to gather it is Tweed, who can't get to it. In to score is Anderson. The ball skips away off of Reginato. In comes Rosales to score on a two-run single by Cameron DeMaria, and it's now 2-0 Athletics. So for the Colt 45s, which have really fielded the ball well as of late and just didn't do so. I mean, first run might have scored, no big deal, but then Bryce, who's usually very sharp, just bobbled the ball, and then for good measure, didn't make an accurate throw to third. So now, all two runs coming with two outs, and now here is Cameron Bryant. 0-1 the count to the right-hander. Horseman trying to get out of the inning. The 0-1 pitch is a slider that misses away off the plate. On the chalk, and the count is 1-1. Horseman sets, delivers the 1-1 pitch as a fastball goes right after Bryant for strike two. So one ball and two strikes, Bryant wearing the protective face flap on the helmet. Horseman sets. He delivers the 1-2 pitch and swung on. That ball is popped up, giving way as Williams in foul territory. Watch out for the kids, and it's out of play. Man, that ball had eyes all over a pair of 6- and 7-year-olds that were sitting front row, and they did not have gloves. They maybe had hats, so that's a weapon of choice if you're trying to catch one of those foul balls, but I don't think they realized how close it was going to come. Got to stay ready. Got to stay on your toes, both on the field and in the stands. 1-2, and Bryant trying to keep the rally going for the Athletics, who lead 2-0 here in the top of the first. Horseman sets. The 1-2 pitch is delivered just a bit away for ball two to the right-hander. So for Horseman, laboring a bit after getting two quick outs on Justin and Ryan Tiger. A single by Eric Anderson, a single by Rosales, and then a two-run single by DeMarie. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball, swung on a miss. First strike three, and down goes Bryant. So Bryant strikes out, and Horseman is out of the jam, but not before the Athletics strike with two outs. A two-run single by Cameron DeMarie. And at the end of half an inning, it's the Fresno Athletics 2, the Reading Colt 45s coming up. And once again, today's broadcast is being brought to you by the Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And here is Steven Martinez, the right-hander, on to pitch for the Athletics, delivers the first pitch to Arive Camacho that is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 for Camacho, who this past season for the Antelope Valley College Marauders was a Western State Conference first team member. 0-2 now as Martinez working quickly against Camacho, who sits at around 5'8". The 0-2 is a fastball missed high. So for the Colt 45s, find themselves down early, which has been rare considering the Colt 45s have usually struck first. And so for Camacho, battling against Martinez, 1-2. Martinez, who looks like he's got a little bit of a mustache growing. 1-2 pitch, and that one is shallowed down and in the dirt for 2. And so for the Colt 45s, they gave up 2 runs, but they sure know how to dish it back. Martinez, the 2-2 pitch is a overhand changeup that misses high for 3, almost kind of like he's shot putting that thing. Way he comes out of his rotation and changes his arm angle ever so slightly. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball miss high and in for 4. So some chin music and an early shave for Camacho draws a walk. And so now here is Kyle Norton, who made a pitching appearance against Sacramento NBO. And boy, oh boy, did he have nasty stuff. And when I mean nasty, it was pure filthiness. A slider that just moved wherever it wanted and cut early. A fastball that was thrown at around the high 80s. I mean, the guy could pitch if he wants to. There goes Camacho on the first pitch. The throw to second, it's dropped, and Camacho seals second. So Camacho got a late jump and a good throw from Eric Anderson to try to get Camacho, but shortstop Justin Tiger just dropped the ball. So Camacho on the steal to second. And for Kyle Norton trying to drive him in. Here's the pitch. Looking to bunt and pulling it back is Norton high for 2. And the count is 2 now. So 2 and no strikes. Infield in, corners at the grass. Martinez, the 2-2 is a fastball at the knees on the inner half of the plate for a strike. So 2-1, and now Martinez and Anderson will go and have their first meeting. Just chat it up real quick, and for both pitchers, one got into a groove, fell out of the groove, and then jumped back in it. But for Martinez, with a 2-1 count, and Camacho already at second looking to talk things over. So the brief discussion is over. Norton gets comfortable in the box, the 6'3" left-handed hitter and first baseman. The 2-1 is a fastball missing high for 3. And so for Martinez, had full count. Drew gave up a walk to Camacho, who stole second, and now has Norton at 3-1. The 3-1 pitch to Norton is taken high for 4. And so back-to-back walks issued by Steven Martinez, and now here comes Bryce Tweed coming up to bat. And Bryce Tweed last week against Sacramento NBO had a statistical game that I might never see again. He reached base 6 times without having an official at bat, walked 4 times, was hit by 2 pitches, and he's a guy that would rather strike out trying to swing than, you know, just walk, loves to make contact, and especially during summer ball, you're trying to get hits as he swings and fouls the first pitch away. His twin brother, Blake, on the other end, who's a right-handed hitter, hit a 3-run home run. That was last Friday night. It's a new day, though, for Bryce with runners at first and second, and Martinez trying to attack the lefty. The 0-1 pitch is a changeup that's waved at him. Mr. Strike 2 looked like Martinez took a little bit off of it. So Bryce Tweed down in the hole, 0-2. We got a mixture of sunlight and shade between the infield and the outfield. Martinez sets. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball missed low for 1. So 1-2. And so when you're dealing with that mixture of sun and shade, it can make things a little difficult if you're a hitter, because you're looking for that hitter's eye, trying to look out into center field and just trying to find the dot of the ball as it's coming across the plate. The 1-2 pitch, as I change that miss is very, very high, right at the head of Bryce Tweed on the outside corner. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs, 2-0 Athletics. Something's got to give for Tweed with 2 runners on base. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Drops right in front of Cameron Bryant. Holding it third is Camacho on a flare single to left field. Oppo direction for Bryce Tweed, and that will bring up Wyatt Reginato with the bases loaded. So Reginato, who is the local kid out of West Valley High School, now attends Folsom Lake College, but grew up and say, you could say, knows everything there's to know about Shasta County. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball to the left-hander, taken on the outside corner for a strike. So 0-1, a former all-league linebacker as well, won the Eagles a Northern Section Championship in football back in 2018. The 0-1 pitch is swung on in a high chopper to first. Up with it is the 6'8" man, Cameron DeMaria, to touch first and make the play. And to score is Camacho, and it's now 2-1. Still in favor of the Athletics as all the runners move up 90 feet. And so for DeMaria, man, that is a perfect target to have when you are 6'8" and being able to, I mean, you could literally, I mean, that's almost like having your own roof over at first base. Now here's Blake Tweed, who swings and fouls the pitch away. So for Reginato, who trades an out for an RBI, 2-1. And again, you know, when you have a guy that is that tall, I mean, that high chopper for Reginato, that's usually a base hit, but maybe not today. 0-1 pitches a slider that snakes on the outer corner for a strike. So 0-2, Blake tweets from Red Bluff. Won his section championship back in 2019, and then you had the whole 2-year hiatus of the CIF Northern Section playoffs because of COVID. 0-2 pitches that changeup, waved at it, missed strike three, and down goes Tweet. So Tweet on the changeup, way out in front. He was thinking fastball all the way. Took a big swing and came up empty. And so now with 2 outs, Martinez, after allowing 2 walks and a base hit to the first 3 batters, has a chance to get out of this inning in relatively good shape. So here is Royce Knock. The 18-year-old right-handed hitter takes the fastball that's high for ball one. And speaking of guys that have absolutely torn it up, Royce Knock comes into today batting .500, has 13 hits and 26 at-bats. And this is, again, the 0-1 pitch is swung on, squirted up along the first baseline, softly foul. This isn't a guy that is 4-for-8 hitting .500. This is a guy that has gotten consistent ABs in the past 2 to 3 games since ending his senior season with Foothill, and he has continued to produce at a high level, trying to show off his clutch gene here with 2 outs. His team trailing 2-1. 1-1 pitch is a changeup, bounces in the dirt for ball two. And you gotta love the discipline by not taking that 1-1 pitch, a changeup that you think is gonna be a strike, you know. And sometimes you're prone to just pull that trigger when you got all this energy in you, but he did not. 2-1. 2-1 pitch is a fastball that misses high for ball three. And so the 18-year-old who was originally from Fall River Mills. Trying to show off that he has some wisdom as well. 3-1. Martinez delivers the 3-1 pitch, swung on a hard comebacker that is up the middle for a base hit. And the score is not the throw home. Oh, Bryce Tweed is called out at home plate. It looks like he got under the tag and then Wade. Who was that? Was that Regin? Was that Tweed that was thrown out? Or was that Derek? Or was that Reginato? Somebody just got ejected. And I think it might have been Ethan Williams. So Ethan Williams, who was due to come up to bat next, must have had a smart remark for the home plate umpire, looked at him, and without even a hesitation, threw him out of the game. Wow. What a dramatic first inning that was. So Royce Knock continues to hit well. And now, and again, that is an unconfirmed ejection. We'll have to maybe get one of the Colt 45's concession people to maybe give us the official word, but the Colt 45's bring home two runs, and at the end of one inning, the Colt 45's and the Fresno Athletics are tied up at 2-2. And once again, tonight's sponsor of Colt 45's baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees, along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. We'll be right back here on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
And so to the top of the second we go, and we try to sort out the confusion as a Reading Colt 45's player was thrown out of the game after a bang-bang play at home plate involving Bryce Tweet. So we'll try to get that information for you, but meanwhile it was Royce Knock who tied the game with an RBI single that brought in Kyle Norton. Isaac Horsman, still on the mound, delivers a slider on the outside corner for strike two to Justin Francis, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Horsman looking in. He winds and delivers. The pitch is taken low and away, a fastball. And so for Ethan Williams, he is still in the game. I wasn't sure because looked like it was either Williams or... Okay, so it was Bryce. So thanks to some helpful fans sitting next to me, did some reconnaissance on their own. So Bryce Tweet was thrown out of the game after he slid home and was thrown out. Looked like he might have been safe, had some words, so that's who was ejected. So now we got that figured out. And so with Tweets out of the game, we'll figure out who replaces him in center field. 2-2. The count to Justin Francis. 2-2 pitches. Miss high and outside for ball four. So Horseman gives up the leadoff walk. And so here is Isaiah Clark. And that is weird for Bryce Tweet to get thrown out of the game. He's one of the most quiet guys that you will ever meet. Didn't really hear him say anything. Didn't really act demonstrative. Just, but there was no hesitation by the home plate blue to give him the slip. So, 1-0 though. To bat is Isaiah Clark, the third baseman. 1-0 pitch is a slider missing down and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. With Francis over at first. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Runner going. Pitch is swung on, chopped up along the third baseline and foul. So making that short hop is Wyatt Reginato. And boy, that guy can play the short corner as far as fielding the ball. Barehanded, making those short hop plays. They don't call it the hot corner for nothing, but Reginato has done a fantastic job this season of fielding third. Just about 2 feet off the grass as Horseman works on Isaiah Clark. So it was Bryce Tweet who was thrown out of the game trying to score from second to home. Looked like he might have beaten it, and then that's that. So here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball three. So three balls and one strike. So let's see how this Colt 45's team can respond to some adversity. They've had the upper hand so far on teams this season, have an overall record of 21 wins and 4 losses. 3-1 pitch, runner going, pitch is swung on and fouled away behind home plate and into the trees. So three balls and two strikes as the sun begins to set. You have the Reading Library adjacent to the ballpark looking very beautiful with its lights. Get some free Wi-Fi there. 3-2 pitch swung on and it's a comeback off Horseman's glove. Caroms to Camacho. The throw to first is in time. Nice play from Camacho to retire Clark, and there's one away. So for Horseman pointing to his shortstop, and for Horseman himself, he is 6'3", and so when that ball comes back, he provides himself a big target himself, but when that ball deflects, you really have to make a good read if you're the shortstop. And fortunately, Camacho showing off that agility, being able to read that ball off the mitt and then making the quick throw. So now here is Isaiah Ochoa, the second baseman. First pitch swung on and lifted into shallow left field. Coming over and making the catch. Coming over and making that catch. Looks like it was... Anyway, we'll figure out the outfield situation, but it looks like Royce Knock has moved to center field. So the real question is, who is in left? But two outs. And now here is Justin Tiger, who flew out to center in the first inning, takes a bit inside for ball one. One and oh with two outs. Horseman sets and delivers to the left-hander. That ball is swung on, lifted into field. Back it goes near the warning track, near the wall, and it is off the wall. In comes Francis to score on an RBI double by Justin Tiger, and it's now 3-1, 3-2, Fresno Grizzlies.
Brings to the plate your beer bag. Center field, number
So Justin Tiger with the RBI double off the wall. And now here is Ryan Tiger, who is tonight's beer batter. So if he strikes out, beer will be $1 off for the rest of the inning. So for Horseman, having to battle through. Horseman looks in at Ryan Tiger as a slider swung on, waved at him, missed for strike one, and the count is 0-1. Horseman looking in, and he sets. The 0-1 pitch is a slider that misses inside for ball one, gets to the backstop, but holding it second is Justin. So Justin Tiger with his brother Ryan trying to bring him home. It's 3-2 in what's been an exciting first two innings of drama here at Tiger Field. One one pitch is a slider. We've got to miss first strike two. Mixing his pitches well there is Horsepin. 1-2. To Ryan Tiger, slider again, misses down and away, so really working that outer half. Not getting a lot of give and chase, though, from the Athletics here early. Horseman, the 2-2 is a fastball just inside and high for ball three, and so for Horseman, one of the beauties of summer baseball is you get to learn and get to battle through some tight situations that you would find in a competitive college game. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and a little roller to Reginato. He'll pick it up with his glove. He'll throw on the run to first and got him. Wyatt Reginato showing off that glove at third base, and that ends the inning, but not before the Athletics strike back with run on an RBI double off the wall from Justin Tiger that brought home Justin Francis. One run on one hit, a man left, and we're going to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 3-2. And once again, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also provide fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8-5, Wednesday through Saturday. We'll be back here on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
First pitch to Ethan Williams is swung on, driven into left field, and that'll drop four base hits. So Ethan Williams, the catcher, wastes no time for an introduction. First pitch is driven into left center for a base hit, and that will bring up Derek Gray. And so Derek Gray trying to follow Williams. The pitch to Ray is swung on, lift up along the first baseline, foul and out of play. The fans look to see which car gets hit first. And so far, so good. We don't have a smashed windshield. But a moth just flew in my mouth. Ew. Anyway, to Derek Ray. The 0-1 pitch to Ray is a changeup that's waved at him. Mr. Strike 2. Ugh. Can't believe a bug just... 0-2. Martinez. Looking in. He sets to Ray. Fastball is just off the plate. And so for Derek Ray, who drives a Toyota Corolla, trying to chase him down and, says that he's a normal guy. Goes to the gym, works out, listens to country, and on 1-2 gets rung up on a changeup for strike 3. Down goes Ray, the overhand change by Steven Martinez, and there's one away. So here is Jonathan Kumai, who attended Everett College in Snohomish County, Washington, takes on the inside corner for a strike. And so for Kumai, whose parents probably listening back home, and he has been a pretty solid hitter in the ninth hole. Kumai batting .339 on the year, has a home run. 0-1 pitch is at the knees for strike 2. So this Athletics team has come to play, and Steven Martinez commanding in the strike zone on Kumai. The 0-2 swung on in a little squirter to the catcher. The throw to second gets the lead runner, Williams, for out number 2. A nice play from Eric Anderson. The recognition to get Williams, and there's 2 outs, and much to the chagrin of the Colt 45's crowd. And it was actually tough for us to see because we're actually blocked by a big pole, sort of like that's sort of splitting the second base, but we'll take the umpire's word for it. And with 2 away, here is Arif Camacho. Camacho swings, tries one into right center, back it goes near the warning track, running it down and making the catch. And right is Justin Francis to end the inning. So Arif Camacho hits one to right field, but is run down. No runs, one hit, a man left. The Colt 45s go down quietly, and at the end of 2, the Fresno Athletics lead the Redding Colt 45s 3-2. And once again, Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Redding Colt 45's baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
To the top of the third inning we go, and the Redding Colt 45 is trying to figure out this Athletics team that traveled about about 5 hours from Fresno, and they are giving the Colt 45s all they can handle here in the top of the third. Isaac Horseman still working, and leading off will be Eric Anderson. So Anderson, who made a good play to nab Ethan Williams, trying to go from first to second on the fielder's choice. 1-0 pitch swung on. That is a high fly ball in the right field. Forget about it. She is gone. A no-doubter over the right center wall. And it's now 4-2 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. Wow, that ball got out of here in a hurry. Boy, a stunned crowd here at Tiger Field. The 1-0 pitch. Anderson got a pitch up, and it was see you later, alligator to the Sacramento River. That thing just disappeared up, up, and away. So now it's 4-2 Athletics, and now here is Roman Rosales, the designated hitter. Horseman, the 1-0 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball two. So the Colt 45 is learning that you can't hang breaking balls against this Athletics team. 2-0 to Rosales, swung on. That ball is chopped up along third to Reginato, who fires the first in time to Norton, and there's one away. So again, for Wyatt Reginato, showing that he can handle that hot corner. And now, once again, coming up to bat, and they're not even going to ask him to tuck in his jersey, is Cameron DeMaria, the first baseman, standing at 6'8". That's the guy that you want playing on your 24-hour fitness adult league team. Takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Horseman winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Is another changeup that swung on and missed by DeMaria, strike two. Can you imagine if DeMaria uncorked one? Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball again, swung on and fouled back. So, 0-2. Horseman working with a big strike zone and trying to hit his spots. To DeMaria, the 0-2 fastball rings up DeMaria, and down goes the big man. Two away. So DeMaria is rung up. Slider, change up, and then a straight fastball puts DeMaria on ice. And now, with two outs, that'll bring up Cameron Bryant. The pitch to Bryant, it's a fastball just in at the shoulders to the right-hander for ball one. So for Horseman, the 1-0 pitch, swung, that ball's hammered down the third baseline and foul. Man, Bryant jumped on top of that pitch, but fouled it away. 1-1, and look at that. Here comes the geese flying in a V formation, getting a bird's eye view of the ballpark. They'll take a left turn, and as the crowd looks up, just a beautiful sight here. And that's the beautiful part about Reading that you just don't get until you've lived here. You can literally walk outside your door, walk two blocks, and you might see a bald eagle on the Sacramento River. And trust me, folks, I'm from Los Angeles. I've seen it. The 2-0-1 pitch is missed away for ball three. I mean, in Los Angeles, I thought that seeing a red-tailed hawk flying overhead or turkey vulture was cool, but here you get outside, you get to go to the ballpark. 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. You might even run into some farm animals. About a month ago, I was coming to the ballpark when I was doing public address announcing, and I saw a chicken and a hen just squawking just in the parking lot, like two lost birds, a chicken and a hen. 3-2 pitches, swung on and misses strike three, and down goes Bryant. So Horseman takes care of business after he gives up a leadoff home run on a 1-0 count to Eric Anderson, who sends it over the right center wall. One run on one hit, and we're going to the bottom of the third. The Colt 45 is being challenged, trailing the Fresno Athletics 4-2, going to the bottom of the second. And once again, tonight's game is being sponsored by Goldleaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Goldleaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5. Wednesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Leading off the top of the third is Kyle Norton, who takes in at the hips for ball one, and the count is 1-0 as Steven Martinez pitching well here into the third. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate and off the tippy toes of Norton, and so we have figured out who our mystery man is in left field, and that is Giacomo Crosetti. So Giacomo Crosetti from Foothill High School was taken over in left field as Norton grounds up a corkscrew along the third baseline and foul. And a nice play there, too, from Barrett Fasking, the manager, working the third baseline as the third base coach. So 1-2 to Norton. 1-2 pitch is a changeup that dips in at the toes for ball two. So 2-2. So if you're just joining us here on KCNR or Free Fire Radio, the drama occurred in the first inning when Bryce Tweed, as the 2-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to short, up with it is Justin Tiger and puts Norton away. There's one away. So one out, Justin Tiger taking care of Norton, and here is Giacomo Crosetti. So back to the first inning, Bryce Tweet tried to score from second on a hard ground ball single up the middle by Royce Knock as Giacomo Crosetti will swing at the first pitch and ground one. Back to Tiger. The throw to first is in time, and there's two away. So Justin Tiger went to back put it short for the Athletics, and with two away, that will bring up Wyatt Reginato. So Tweet came home to score, or so he thought, was tagged out at home, and then must have said something to the home plate umpire because he popped up and got thrown out of the game. So Giacomo Crosetti in his place, and so now Wyatt Reginato, the left-handed hitter, with two outs trying to start a rally of his own. Fastball in the outside corner for a strike. So for Steven Martinez, working very efficiently so far after giving up two runs in the first inning. 0-1 pitch is waved at him, missed a strike two. Martinez in his groove now. Steps on the rubber. 0-2 to the left-handed hitting Reginato. The 0-2 is a fastball. Strike three call. Turning his back, but it caught the corner. And down goes Reginato. So Reginato with a slow walk back to the dugout. No runs, no hits. The Colt 45s go down quietly again. That is now 5 straight retired. Excuse me. That is now 6 straight retired for Martinez. And at the end of 3 innings, the Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 4-2. And once again, tonight's game is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is just start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8-5.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomenon, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
To the top of the fourth we go. Packed crowd here at historic Tiger Field that used to be the home of the Reading Browns, the far west minor league team of the St. Louis Browns, who became the Baltimore Orioles. And, excuse me, how about the Orioles, by the way? About 3 games below 500, playing some good baseball in that AL East. Pitch is swung on and missed by Justin Francis to lead things off. 0-1 fastball is on the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-2. Here's Horseman looking in. The 0-2 pitch is a slider swung on comebacker right to Horseman. With attitude, will lob it over to first, and that takes care of that. Very casual, like 24-hour eggs and bacon at Denny's, and there's one away. So now here is Isaiah Clark, and for Horseman, who is a man of many hobbies, plays baseball, listens to country music, but he's also a disc golfer. And he can throw that disc about 200 feet, he says. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled up along the third base line and out of play and into the third base MVP section, which you should check out if you're interested in coming to a game. You get to sit right on the grass, and I think you get a free food and a free drink out of it as well. 0-2, Horseman wasting no time at all. The 0-2 pitch is a slider that misses away to Williams, and the count is 1-2. So for Horseman, just trying to keep his team within striking distance. 1-2 pitch, fastball just inside. And, man, you want to talk about just inside. It didn't even look like Ethan Williams' glove moved. Looked like a good pitch. The 2-2 swung on that ball is lasered into right center. Giving chase is knock, and that will get past him all the way to the warning track into the wall. Over at second and chugging into third is Isaiah Clark. He'll slide in with a triple. So Isaiah Clark with a one-out triple into right center. It was a valiant effort, to say the least, by Royce Knock trying to make the diving catch. That would have been a million-dollar play if we ever saw one, but just unable to get to it. It happens, trying to make a big play, and sometimes you're going to catch them, sometimes you're not. And that's what summer baseball is about here. Just learning the game, learning the scenarios, and allowing yourself to try to make the big play. And so, with the triple, here is Isaiah Ochoa trying to bring in Clark. So, from one Isaiah to the other. Pitch is missed low for ball one. 1-0 to the left-hander. Corners in, and the Colt 45s is trying to keep this game from getting away from them. 2-0 pitch is missed low for ball three. So three balls in, no strikes. Ochoa with the hitter's count. Horseman winds in, delivers. Pitch is a fastball missing high and away for ball four. And so Ochoa draws the walk, and now with runners at the corners, that will bring up Justin Tiger. Who singled in his last at bat. Horseman sets and delivers. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Horseman, with runners in scoring position, just trying to manage the game, maybe get some help from his defense. Camacho at short and Kumai at second have been solid. There goes the runner from first to second. The throw to second is not in time. So a straight steal from Ochoa to second, and so it's Isaiah Clark at third. Ochoa over at second. That double play is no longer viable. At least for now. 1-1, Horseman sets into Tiger. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded to short. Up with it is Camacho. Throws the first hit. There's two away. Nice play from Camacho on the short infield. Looking over the runner Clark at third. Drawing him back, and then an accurate throw to first to take care of Tiger. Two away. And so now here is Ryan Tiger, who is 0 for 2. And does he have the beer batter's jinx? Or will he have the beer batter gift as the umpires rotate from D position back to C and A position? The pitch is waved out of Mr. Strike One. A changeup with there by Tiger. 0-1 as the Colt 45's fans trying to use their cowbells and cheering on Horseman. The disc golfer for 0-1 misses low. So for Horseman, working calmly so far. That big burly beard of his, not showing any sweat yet. 1-1 is missing the dirt for ball two. So far this season, he's worked well with his slider, but let's see what he does with the confidence of his fastball and whether he can command it to go where he wants. Setting up outside, the 2-1 swung on, and it's a little roller. Up to Reginato. The throw to first is in time and gets Tiger by a 7. That ends the inning. No runs come across for the Fresno Athletics after two hits. Some beautiful pitching in the crunch. And then the play by Reginato that takes care of Ryan Tiger. No runs, two hits. Two men left stranded for the Athletics, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. The Reading Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 4-2 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's game is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go, and Blake Tweet to lead things off. Blake Tweet, the twin brother of Bryce, who will have to do without his twin brother for the rest of the night, the right-hander, who is 0-for-1, struck out in the first inning. Here's the pitch to Tweet, who takes on the inside corner for a strike as Steven Martinez continuing to work well. Six straight batters retired by Martinez. The 0-1 pitch swung on, and that's fouled at the plate. So no balls and two strikes in for Blake and Bryce. Not only are they similar, but they share everything as well. They share a black Dodge Dart that their parents bought for them in 2018. 0-2 pitch is swung on, grounded up along the third baseline, foul with Royce knock on deck. And so for Tweet, attends Sacramento City College. His brother Tanner is a catcher, and then the youngest brother Jackson, who's a ball player himself, the 1-2 pitch. Out in front is Tweet, and down he goes. And so one away. That is now the fourth strikeout recorded. By Martinez, and now here is Royce Knock, who had the last. Not the last thing. Who was responsible for scoring the last run for the Colt 45s. 1-0 from Martinez. Knock swings and hits one hard up the middle, and that'll score through for a base hit. Royce Knock is just finding all the marks. He is 2-for-2. And is now 15 of 28 for the season. 15 hits and 28 at-bats. And this is a kid who just graduated high school at 18 years old from Foothill. And not only that, but he was born and raised in Fall River, attended Fall River High School from his freshman to junior year before transferring to play with the Cougars. And so the summer of excellence continues for Knock, and taking low for ball one is Ethan Williams. Knock over at first has a brother, Roby, who does rodeo at Cal State San Luis Obispo. The 1-0 pitch, one of that ball is belted into deep left field. Back at the wall, she is gone! A 2-1 blast from Ethan Williams on the second pitch. He drives a no-doubter, a laser, over the left center wall. And just like that, the Colt 45s
have tied it at four. Ethan Williams says, get off me, ball. He tossed that bat flip about 7 feet in the air, and that is how you respond. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not doing anything right now and have about $10 to spend, come check out this ball game. We got plenty of drama, a tight one here. The Athletics and the 45s now tied up at four. Now here is Derek Ray. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken on the outside corner for a strike. And for Ethan Williams, just talking with him before the game, says he's also, he's a tattoo artist, apparently. Well, he tattooed that ball with his inscription on it over the left center wall. 2-1 from Martinez. De Rey is swung on, fouled back, and hit concrete. So, no car troubles tonight for any of the fans. But right now, the man, the myth, the legend, Ethan Williams, the man responsible for the two-run home run, who just tied the game up at four for the Colt 45s. The 2-2 pitch is a changeup. Rings up Derek Ray for strike three. And down he goes. Ray doesn't like it. Home plate umpire walks him back. And now for Barrick Fasking. Barrick Fasking pleading with the home plate umpire to maybe not give Derek Ray the Yankee. Took off his mask and walked him back. And so for Barrick Fasking, give that guy the Nobel Peace Prize as Kumai swings and grounds the first pitch to short. Up with it, the scoop and throw to first is in time to get Jonathan Kumai to end the inning. Nice scoop there from the 6'8" standing Cameron DeMaria. But not before the Colt 45s climb back into the game. A two-run blast from Ethan Williams. And at the end of four, we have ourselves a ball game here on KCNR. The Fresno Athletics and the Redding Colt 45s tied up at four here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Redding Colt 45's baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Isaac Horseman is done after four innings, gave up four runs, and now coming in to pick him up is left-hander David Salters. Salters, who is from Eufaula, Oklahoma, attends Oklahoma Baptist University. So the left-hander trying to get it done and trying to go deep into this one for the Colt 45s, who with one swing of the bat tied the game up at four in the bottom of the fourth off the bat of Ethan Williams. So Williams is the big man on campus for the Colt 45s and now trying to get a good outing from Salters here in the fifth. And so here is Salters, who last season made six appearances for Oklahoma Baptist, and he will be dealing with the left-hander, Eric Anderson. So Anderson, who is 2 for 2, has a single and then hit a home run in his last at bat. So Anderson hit one over the left center wall a long distance. Lefty on lefty matchup. Here's Salters. Swing. Pitch is swung on and driven into left center, and that'll job four base hit and get all the way to the warning track. Sliding, taking up the ball and heaving it into second is Blake Tweed, but to no avail, a leadoff double from Eric Anderson. And so it has been a hot night for Anderson, who is now a triple away from the cycle. So Roman Rosales now coming to bat is 1 for 2, a single, and then hit one back to third. So Anderson over at second. The pitch to Rosales is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Norton in at the grass. 0-1 from Salters. Fastball weaved out and missed for strike two. So for Salters, no trouble so far. Working on Rosales, the 0-2 pitch is a fastball that just ducks away on the outer half to Rosales, 1-2. Salters, he sets. Winds in, delivers the 1-2 pitch. Is a curveball. Uncle Charlie says goodnight. Strike three called, and down goes Rosales. Man, Rosales looked like he had that one waiting in his pocket for 5 years and decided to throw that curveball, dropped right on the outer half, and puts away Rosales. And now, with one away, here is Di Maria, the big fella who is 1 for 2 on the night, swings and grounds one. Back to the pitcher, up within his Salters, throws the first and gets Di Maria 2 away. So for Di Maria, he is put out, unable to beat the grounder up along the first base side. And now with two outs, here is Cameron Bryant, who is 0-2. He squared up a couple of balls pretty well that went foul. But, again, still 0-2, two strikeouts. Salters trying to keep the trend. First pitch is delivered way outside, and that goes to the backstop. And that pitch was thrown so hard, it ricocheted off the back and caromed right back to Williams. 1-0, but could have been 5-4. So for Salters, working with some thunder in his hands. 1-0 pitch is a fastball in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes, two outs, tied up at four here in the top of the fifth inning. Thank you so much for joining us here on this pleasant Friday evening. The 2-0 pitch is missed away for ball three. So for Salters, trying to make the competitive pitch, but also doesn't want to groove one over either to Bryant.
Oh my goodness.
He sets, delivers. The 3-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So Norton over at first, back at the grass. Kumai, about 10 paces off in the usual second base range. 3-1 is a slider that misses away to the right-hander for ball four. So Bryant reaches base for the first time today, and now here is Justin Francis, who hits softly back to Horseman. And now gets the deal with Salters. Bryant with a huge lead over at first, and we're going to get timeout for the moment. Ryan with a huge lead, leaning with his hip to his left, and look over to first. Back on the bag is Bryant. So for Salters with plenty to think about, over at third is Anderson. At first is Bryant. Bryant not going. Fastball is missed inside for ball one. So for Bryant, trying to be a fly in the mind of Salters. The 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. So for Salters right now, he's just got to take a breath, relax, realize there's two outs. Not overthink things. Those last two pitches were in the dirt. He sets, delivers. The 2-0 is on the outside corner for a strike. Fans on the edge of the seats right now. Tight ball game here with two runners on the corners. It's Anderson at third, and at first is Bryant. Two and one. Salters. He sets. The 2-1 is on the outside corner. Just missed. So now something's got to give here. 3-1 as Salters looked like he hit his spot. Just missed off the plate. Does Bryant even think about going here? Bryant not going. The 3-1 pitch swung on, squared up along the first baseline, rolling just foul. Man, that would have been what the doctor ordered if that ball had stayed fair right into the sure hands of Norton. But just a foot or so off the line along for first base. So full count, 3-2. The Fresno Athletics and the Reading Colt 45s tied up at 4. Big moment here. Runners will be going. The 3-2 is missed away for ball four. And so now the bases are loaded for Isaiah Clark. So if you're looking at the glass empty, you'll say, well, there's bases loaded. And Salters is been having a little bit of trouble with his command, although he does have two outs. And looking at the glass half full, you have bases loaded, and any soft contact is almost for sure an out. The 8-hole hitter, Isaiah Clark, up to bat, tripled in the fourth inning, but didn't come home to score. Horseman was able to bear down the hatches. Allow no runs in the fourth. Pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 to the right-hander. Pretty packed crowd here at historic Tiger Field. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball that bounces in the dirt. And credit to Ethan Williams. Man, that guy is working overtime behind home plate, shifting his feet left and right. staying in front. 1-1 pitch is a fastball, just low and off the plate for ball two to the right-hander. So two balls and one strike. So now for the Colt 45s, trying not to allow any cheap runs come across. Salters, the 2-1 is swung on. That ball is driven down the left field line, hooking. It is gone, a home run, a grand slam for Isaac Clark, and just like that, it is 8-4, Fresno Grizzlies. Isaac Clark just put a sour taste in the Reading fans, and it is now 8-4 in favor of the Fresno Athletics, so on one hand, you give up the grand slam. On the other hand, you know what? This is also summer baseball, and this is how you learn. And you know what? You got to think it's better to miss trying to make the right pitch than miss trying to make the wrong pitch. Salters tried to make the right pitch, and he just got it crushed. So a two-out grand slam. It's now 8-4 Athletics. And now here's Isaiah Ochoa. So 1-1. And again, this Reading Colt 45s team, though, has shown it can come back from large deficits. 1-1 pitch is waved out of miss for strike two. 1-2 the count. Here's the 1-2-2 Ochoa, curveball in the dirt, skips by Williams. So 2-2, a grand slam from third baseman Isaiah Clark. But again, you know, this is summer baseball. Come here, you learn, and it always feels good to win. The 1-2 pitch rings Ochoa for strike three, and down he goes. But not before the Fresno Athletics, on two outs, get a grand slam hit by Isaiah Clark over the left field wall. And at the end of 4.5, we are halfway through this game, the Reading Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 8-4. And once again, this game is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Cher Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8-5. This has been Ethan Hansen on KCNR. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Here's the first pitch, swung on, driven by Camacho to left field. She is gone! Arrive Camacho wastes no time at all. A first pitch, leadoff home run, and it's now 8-5 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. Wow, just as we return the first pitch before we can even introduce him, and Arrive Camacho says, ladies and gentlemen, good night to you all. I will take it the deep route. A solo blast for Arive Camacho, and this Colt 45's offense has come alive throughout the season, and now they have an even larger reason now, trailing by 3 runs. Man, we didn't even have a chance to introduce him. It was the pitch, and it was showtime. Now to Kyle Norton, the 0-1 pitch is taken away for ball one. And so for Norton, who has a 35-inch vertical, the 1-1 pitch is swung on extra strike two, and says the key to his strength is chocolate milk. Drinks an ice cold glass before every single game. 1-2 pitch is taken high, and that reminds me, you know, here in Shasta County, you got a couple of local dairies. One that I've been trying to get to, and I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, so maybe I have some locals that can help me out. And even though I've lived here for 3 years, I'm still from Los Angeles. Still don't know everything. 2-2 pitch is a fastball missed away for ball three. Am I pronouncing this right? Is it Duvorutin? It's got this. Anyway, it's a dairy out in Cottonwood. They sell gallons of organic milk for $11. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and you think, well, that's kind of expensive. But, hey, when you're buying local, I think makes it a little easier. 3-2 to Norton. 8-5 Athletics. 3-2 pitch is missed low for ball four. And so for the Colt 45s, with runners in action in motion, it was Arive Camacho that led off with a solo blast, and then Norton follows it up with a leadoff walk, and now we'll see if Martinez can at least go the minimum of 5. It has been a slug fest today. 3 home runs being hit by the Athletics, and up until the home run, or excuse me, no. So 2 home runs hit by the Colt 45s, 3 home runs hit by the Fresno Athletics. And so now, here's Giacomo Crochetti from Shasta College, attended Foothill. The pitch by Hernandez. There goes Norton. The pitch is taken high. The throw to second is not in time, and it gets into center field. Norton's fighting for third. He is safe. So Norton steals second, and then on the overthrow by Anderson, he takes third, and this Reading Colt 45 fan base is coming alive. You can smell the barbecue. You can hear the cowbells. The fans are buying into this action. 1-0 to Crochetti. Hernandez sets. He whips and delivers. 1-0 pitch is swung on, fouled back. The crowd looks up to see if it hits any cars, and no cars have been hit. So it's been a pretty light day so far for the automobiles parked in and around the ballpark, and I think this crowd is getting smart. They know not to park in the middle aisles. Either park against the netting, up against the fence, or fine. Curveball drops in there for a strike. A beautiful pitch from Steven Martinez. Martinez looking in. He sets. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Crochetti. So Crochetti 0-2. And now here is Wyatt Reginato with Norton at third. And so the infield is back for the Athletics. And for Reginato, who has a younger brother, Wade, brother plays safety for the West Valley Eagles. Pitch is swung on and hits a first up with it. Is Di Maria touches first in time to get Reginato for out number two. Coming home to score is Norton. The Colt 45s trade an out for a run, and it's now 8-6. The Athletics here in the bottom of the fifth. And so here is Blake tweet. So I was just, maybe I'll, for the next at bat, here is Blake. Pitch to Blake is swung on, that ball is popped up into the bright blue sky. Foul, as we get some pink overhead as well. And once again, we just want to give a special thank you to the law enforcement and firemen who helped put out the Peter Fire yesterday in Anderson. Very scary situation, but thanks to our law enforcement, Shasta County, Redding Fire, and Cal Fire, and all the wonderful people that helped put that blaze out, 0-2. And, you know, we even had some acts of kindness for people that didn't even wear the badge. We'll talk about that in a second. The 0-2 pitch is taken away for ball one. So one ball and two strikes. We had Lucky Lowe as the 1-2 pitch is waved at him. Mr. Strike three, and down goes Blake Tweet. And so for the Colt 45s, they get two runs back on a solo home run by Arif Camacho. And then a little number that allowed Norton to score from third. Two runs on one hit. And at the end of five innings, the Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 8-6 here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees, along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open, 8-5, Wednesday through Saturday.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
To the top of the sixth we go. The Redding Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 8-6. The Colt 45s have not led in this game. They have been tied twice. We're down 2-0 in the top of the first. Came back, tied it at 2 in the bottom of the first. Trailed 4-2 after a two-run home run in the third inning. By Eric Anderson, and then so 8-6 here. The pitch from Salters rings up. Tiger, strike three called. And down goes Justin Tiger. So now here comes Ryan Tiger, who is 0-3, struck out and grounded to third twice. Here's the pitch from Salters. It's a fastball that is up and away for ball one. And so you got to hand it to Barrick Fasking, keeping David Salters in the game and just allowing the guy to build his confidence. And, you know, if you really want to show how to build an athlete's confidence as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, it's not about what he does after he does well, but can you leave him in there and can you put your faith and trust in him after maybe getting roughed up a bit? The 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for ball two. Looked like a good spot there from Salters, but home plate umpire didn't oblige. 2-1 to Ryan Tiger. It's a changeup. Dropped in there nicely for a strike. Like some lime in your sweet tea. A beautiful pitch there by Salters. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. That's going to go up, up, and... So, two balls and two strikes. The fans yell, foul ball. We have one of our fans, a guy who is nicknamed Mr. Fantastic, leading the charge. The 2-2 is lined to Kumai for the out. So, two away as Ryan Tiger hit a line drive, but hit it right to Kumai, and Kumai does not miss. So, two outs as Kumai, who was once a soccer player who admitted to me that he once dressed up like a pizza on Halloween during his high school years. Gotta love Halloween. Kind of makes you wonder costumes we've worn over the years. Here's the pitch taken inside for ball one to Eric Anderson, who is 3-for-3, has a single, a home run, and a double, has scored three times, a triple away from the cycle. Salters trying to prevent all of that. 1-0 is a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Mixing the fastball, dropping in the breaking pitches. Salters looks in, he winds and delivers. Fastball in the dirt for ball two. And again, Ethan Williams just continuing to work. Two and one, Ethan Williams, a renaissance man who hit a home run and briefly tied the game. 2-1 pitch slips out of the hands of Salters to the backstop over the head of Anderson for ball three. And so for Eric Anderson, has been so productive today. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball four. And so Anderson aboard for the fourth time today. But again, if you're the Colt 45s, you're looking at the glass half full and saying, well, at least he didn't get a triple or hit a home run. He has been hot tonight. And so, with two outs, that'll bring up Rosales, who takes just low for ball one. Ethan Williams points at him with his left-handed mitt, says good pitch, just a little low. 1-0, look over to Anderson, and back on the bag he goes. So for the Colt 45s, who have taken their fair share of shots this evening, but have fought back. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Wow, that looked like a swing all the way. Shouldn't even be a question. Should have been a strike. Man, he went all the way around the globe, touched the moon, came back, and did not call that a strike. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lined into left field. Going back is Crescetti, and he can't get it. That ball is off the wall. In to score is Anderson on an RBI double from Roman Rosales, and it's now 9-6. Fresno Athletics. They have had the Colt 45's number tonight, heading the ball well, and now here is Cameron DeMaria. Runner fakes, taking a strike is DeMaria, and the count is 0-1. Oh, and one, the count. Looking at his salters, and that ball is bounced through the legs of Williams, and getting safely to third is Rosales. So you got to give credit for the Fresno Athletics coming 4 hours by way of Fresno, and they have swung the bat well and often. Salters looking in at DeMaria. He winds, delivers the 1-1, chases a fastball that misses away. It's hard to miss high to a guy that is 6'8". I mean, that is really hard, but that one was off the plate. 2-1, slider again away for ball three. So three balls and one strike for Salters. Now, backing up to the grass at third is Reginato. Infield officially back on the cutout between the dirt and grass, and we'll get time. Beautiful night here at historic Tiger Field that was once the home of the Far West Reading Browns, which was a minor league organization for the St. Louis Browns. The 3-1 pitch is missed low and away in the dirt. So that's ball four. DeMaria reaches base for the first time tonight. And so now, with runners at the corners, here is Cameron Bryant, who's 0-2, struck out twice, once in the first and the third inning. Pitch is swung on and lifted into right field. Easy play. There is Blake Tweed under. Wow, lost it in the lights, but somehow makes the catch. And that ends the inning. So a little bit of trouble there for Blake looking into the lights, but makes the grab. But the Athletics get one back on an RBI double from Roman Rosales to score Eric Anderson. One run, two hits, a man left, and we're going to the bottom of the sixth. The Fresno Athletics lead the Reading Colt 45s 9-6.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Goldleaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Goldleaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Turner Creek Road, quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. 1-1 the count to Roy Snock as we are back for the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on, lifted up along the right field line, and foul out of play. One and two to Steven Martinez, working hard here into the bottom of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into dead center. Back go to near the warning track. And making the catch is Ryan Tiger, and there's one away. So for Royce Knock, who is retired for the first time tonight, and so now here is Ethan Williams as the Redding Colt 45s trail 9-6. Ethan Williams takes on the outside corner for a strike, and he's a bit of a Renaissance man. Plays the acoustic guitar and says he can play "Hey There, Delilah." 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. So 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. So Ethan Williams hit a solo home run. His last at bat, he is 2-for-2 on the night, and the Colt 45 is trying to rally from a 3-run deficit. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball just inside. The 1-2 pitch is a slider away for ball two. So two balls and two strikes. Can this Redding Colt 45s rally back again after tying it at four? Earlier in the game, the 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. And that is that pitch was low, but you got to give credit to Ethan Williams for fouling off those pitches, having a competitive at bat. Trying to work the count and work himself aboard. The 2-2 pitch from Martinez swung on, and that ball is grounded to first. Up with it is Di Maria, who touches first, and there's two away. And you got to say, Di Maria has been very good, and it may not look like it because, his size, he's 6'8", probably should cover a lot of ground. But the guy just has very soft hands. He just feels the ball, isn't really too herky-jerky with it, just very clean, and he gets the job done. I mean, truly a vacuum cleaner out there at first. Here's the pitch to Derek Gray that's driven down the right field line and foul. So Ray, who is 0-for-2 and trying to shake it off, both have come via the strikeout. Jonathan Kumai waiting on deck. The 1-1 pitch, fastball missing low for ball two. And Rick Anderson, the catcher, who has been the big man of the night, perfect from the plate, telling his pitcher to relax. 2-1 pitch is this high for ball three, and now Anderson's going to go out and chat. And so for Anderson, and, you look at, some of the great managers that, there have been, Joe Torre, I think he was a catcher. And, just managing the game well. Had 2-1, got a pitch up 3-1, said, you know what, let's relax and talk about some things. 3-1, pitch is missed low for ball four, so for Derek Gray, he is aboard for the first time tonight. And so now here is Jonathan Kumai, who has a home run this season. He's known more for his contact and shooting balls into the gap and looking for a big swing here. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider that misses high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and if Kumai gets aboard, it'll be a Reed Camacho. 1-0 pitch, swung on, lined into center for a base hit. And that will bring up Reed Camacho, who hit a home run in his last at bat. And so the Colt 45s showing signs of life, trying to rally with two outs, trailing three runs, and the tying run comes to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45's trailing 9-6, and now we're going to have a timeout, and I think that is going to do it. That's a funny song to play. I never heard that. They're coming to take me away. Oh, boy. Whoever DJing in the press box tonight here at Tiger Field is doing a pretty solid job of keeping the crowd laughing and giggling. Can't wait for the shoe race that's going to come up in the eighth inning. And if you're just joining us for the first time, that's when you get basically a playground full of kids who are at the ballpark. They take off their shoes. They give them to the Reading Colt 45s players. And then what they do is they toss them out randomly. The kids race from the left field wall to Homer and try to find their shoes. Once they find their shoes, put them on, run through Homer, and that's your winner. The pitch to Camacho is a slider on the outside corner for a strike, with Martinez still in the game. So Martinez trying to battle himself out. Two men on. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball swung on, lined into center for a base hit. They're going to wave in Ray. There will be no throw. Ray will score. And it's now 9-7, the two-out RBI single by Arive Camacho. Have a night, Arive Camacho. Now 1-for-2 on the day. Now with two runs batted in. Walked, hit a home run in the fifth, and then, for good measure, adds another run batted in. So, that will do it now. And so, coming out of the game is Steven Martinez, and we will see who will follow him. We got a right-hander, looks to be a very, very skinny rubber band, 6'1" man by the name of Max Vestal. And Max Vestal throws sidearm. Ooh, this is going to be fun. A sidearm right-hander. And I can't recall the last time the Colt 45s have seen a sidearm pitcher, at least this year. So Max Vestal out of Reed Lee College. And so we'll take a moment. This game has been brought to you by the Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
To the bottom of the sixth inning we go is Kyle Norton up to bat, the 6'3" left-handed hitter, trying to tie this game up or possibly take the lead against the side armor from Reedley College, Max Vestal. Vestal throwing side arm and trying to bail out Martinez, who went 5 2/3, gave up 7 runs. 1-1 pitch is swung on, and that ball is lifted into the infield. Who's going to call it? And he drops the ball! Shortstop! Justin Tiger just dropped the ball! In to score is Jonathan Kumai, and it's now 9-8. Talk about a gift from the baseball gods. Kyle Norton with what looked like a routine fly ball for sure was going to be out. And instead, Kumai comes home to score after it was dropped by Justin Tiger. And now, here's Giacomo Crosetti. The pitch to Crosetti is missed high. So now it's 9-8 and things are getting fun. The tying run just 90 feet from home plate after the Colt 45s trailed by 4 runs. Trailed 8-4, 9-6, and now only down 9-8. The 1-0 pitch hits Crosetti on his back, and now the bases are loaded. So Giacomo Crosetti is hit by the pitch, and now the bases are loaded for Cottonwood's favorite son, Wyatt Reginato, the left-hander, playing third base. The pitch from Vessel swung on, and that ball is hit hard to second. Up with it is Ochoa in time to get Reginato to end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s come home twice. They plate 2 runs, once on an RBI single by Arif Camacho, and then Kyle Norton reaching on a dropped ball on the infield. At the end of 6, the Colt 45s have battled back and only trail by 1 run, 9-8, against the Fresno Athletics here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
To the top of the seventh we go, and this game has been a good one. Plenty of twists and turns. The Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 9-8. Trail 2-0 in the first, only to come back and tie it up at two, as here's the pitch to Justin Francis, that's grounded hard up the middle for a base hit. So Francis with his first base hit of the game. And so the Colt 45s trailed 3-2. And then 5-2. Trailed 4-2. And then tied it up at 4. Went down 8-4 on the grand slam. That was hit by Isaiah Clark, and now have rallied back and have scored 6 runs combined between the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings to make it 9-8. Isaiah Clark, who is responsible for the grand slam, fouls the pitch away. And so, with the count 0-2, over at first is Justin Francis. Salters still pitching. Salters, the 1-2 pitch, skips by Williams. A wild pitch that went up and away out of Williams' reach and into second. Goes Francis. So for Salters, again, this is what summer baseball is about, and just working through adversity. 1-2 pitch is a changeup that drops away. So a full count to Isaiah Clark. Salters, he sets. He whips and delivers. The 3-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball 4. Williams will go to second, and retreating back on ball 4 is Francis. So a good heads-up play there from Williams. Oh, excuse me. Clark is still up. So now the count is 3-2. Got confused by the scoreboard. 3-2. The 3-2 pitch to Clark is swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Camacho. Fires the first in time to retire Clark. Moving over to third is Justin Francis, and there's one away. So, Arie Camacho strong at short today. And now here is Isaiah Ochoa. It was 0-2, walked in the fourth inning. Shook out his last at bat in the fifth. Fastball is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So the infield on the grass, trying to prevent Francis from scoring. The 0-1 is a curveball dropping low. one ball and one strike. Reginato having some words with Francis. Just looks like some friendly chatter. The 1-1 fastball on the outside corner. There's a strike. 1-2. So for Salters from Eufaula, Oklahoma, trying to come up with the clutch strikeout on Ochoa. The 1-2 is a curveball bounced in the dirt. Williams able to dig it out of the sandbox, and that is what Williams has done today. He has been the wall that has kept the Colt 45s in this game. The 2-2 swung on, hit hard past the diving Reginato for a base hit. In to score is Francis, an Oppo Topco RBI single for Isaiah Ochoa, and the Colt 45s back to where they started, now trailing 10-8. So now Justin Tiger up to bat, and he is 1-for-4. Pitch to Tiger, swung on and fouled back. 0-1, and we get a ceremonious chorus of foul ball from the young fans in the stands. 0-1. The Athletics leading the Colt 45s. 10-8. Catching him, leaning, and now they have Ochoa in a rundown. Ochoa will try to dodge him, and he is tagged out. And what a pickoff and a huge play that was by David Salters. Kumai on the tag, and it was David Salters that caught Ochoa leaning. And so what could have been another big inning for the Fresno Athletics, losing that base runner, could end up coming back and costing them. Man, you just had an RBI single with one out, and then Ochoa runs himself into an out. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike to Tiger. Salters winds, delivers. Raking pitch is taken just inside. The pitch is taken away. So I believe we have a 2-1 strike now. Salters, who attends Oklahoma Baptist University, where the alley-oop was invented. Pitch is taken high for 3. Here's Salters looking in the staring match and comes home. The 3-1 is grounded to second. Kumai bobbles it, and there won't be a play. Safe at first is Tiger. And so that is a rare error for Jonathan Kumai, who has been so smooth at second base. Looked routine and looked like he fielded it cleanly, but as he transitioned from fielding it from the glove to throwing, he just bobbled it and just scuttled away. Now here is Ryan Tiger trying to follow his brother. Takes inside for 1. 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt for 2. And so for Salters, it's been a bit of a balancing act for him tonight. He sets.
delivers. The 2-0 is flied into right field. Under it is Tweed near the warning track, and he makes the catch for out number three. So for Blake Tweed, able to track it down and make the catch. The Fresno Athletics get a run back on an RBI single by Isaiah Ochoa. That brings home Justin Francis. One run, two hits, a man left, and we're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. We're going to have Take Me Out to the Ball Game and God Bless America here on KCNR. Broadcast is being brought to you by Goldleaf Nursery. Goldleaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game. Goldleaf Nursery is back open. Goldleaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Goldleaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless hats.
Come on, Blake!
Come on, Blake!
Get it going, Blake! Start it up!
To the bottom of the seventh we go, and Blake tweets to lead things off. Here's the pitch to Blake. Takes on the outer corner. Missing is Vestal for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Blake Tweet, who usually has the twin package of his brother, but Bryce had to hit the showers early after a close play at home plate and was ejected. And again, we didn't really see what he said. It was just a quick yank. And so for Blake, the only twin out there right now, he is 1-for-3, was hit by a pitch. He's 0-for-3. Here's Tweet. Flies one down the left field line, slicing foul. So Tweet, 0-for-3, struck out in the first inning, the fourth inning, and the fifth. Trying to rewrite his destiny here. Fouled a long pitch away down the left field line, 2-1. Vestal. He sets, whips and delivers. The 2-1 pitch is spun high for ball three. And so the sidearm twister trying to rely on movement and location, but having trouble finding that GPS mark. 3-1.
Vestal. The 3-1 pitch is swung on. That is a tomahawk fly ball down the left field line and foul into Narnia. Man, that ball just disappeared, and we don't know where it went. We'll leave the kids for that one to claim the prize. Three and two. The 3-2 pitch from Vestal. Tweed swings and misses for strike three, and down he goes. So it has been a rough night for Blake Tweet. One of those rare ones. And so now here comes the 18-year-old from Foothill High School, Royce Knock, to try to put some energy into his lineup. And I have a fun little story about Royce Knock and how his mom saved me during my first snowstorm in Fall River. He was originally born in Fall River, and his family still has a home there as he takes on the inside corner for a strike. But it was the night of the state championship bowl game for the Bulldogs, and they beat Morro Bay and became the first football team from Shasta County to win a state championship. Well, turns out that day, I had blown a tire, got it fixed, and had my little dummy. Snow starts coming down. I run into his mom and says, "Ethan, you are not going to make it down that hill. You will literally not make it back in one piece." So I ended up spending the night at good old Royce Knox's house. Good family. That is a beautiful, beautiful ranch. His family has actually lived in the North State since the 1860s, and the house that his family owns today is the same home that the family has lived in since the 1880s. Little key family part of this great region's history. The 2-1 pitch is waved at and missed for strike two. And so let's see how Knock can do now, making the adjustment against the sidearm pitcher. 2-2 with one out. And on deck is Ethan Williams. Vestal sets, delivers the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Catches the inner half, and down goes Knock for out number two. So Knock taken to the school of hard knocks on the sidearm pitch. And again, you know, being 18 years old, you're just not going to see that kind of movement at the high school level. In college, you're going to see some things that you've never seen before. And, you know, for Knock, still being 18 years old, though, to hit as well as he is doing, it's pretty remarkable. Now Ethan Williams, who swings, makes contact, fouls the pitch away. Kid tries to make a catch with his hat and comes up empty. I don't think I've seen any catches made in the by the fans yet. Hopefully we'll see one that we can maybe put on SportsCenter or the local news. That would be cool. Local news meaning, well, anyway. On one to Williams. 0-1 pitch. Snakes just inside. Man, that is some wicked movement. I mean, that ball looks like it's about to hit Williams and then somehow even just fizzles its way near the strike zone. Vestal working with the spices. 1-1 pitch comes with a fastball, and that swung on Mr. Strike 2. I think that's the first fastball that we've seen out of him. So he comes sidearm movement into out, in and out, and then just comes at you with a supercharged fastball. 1-2, Williams trying to pick him up. The 1-2 is away. So the one thing about this Colt 45s team that does make them the offense that it is, is that they don't swing at a lot of bad pitches. They really know the strike zone. Williams showing great recognition there. Bestel looks in, and he'll set. The 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Bestel strikes out the side. Takes care of Tweet, Knock, and Williams. No runs, no hits. And at the end of seven innings, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 10-8. And once again, this broadcast is being brought to you by Goldleaf Nursery. Goldleaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Goldleaf Nursery is back open. Goldleaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Goldleaf Nursery, located on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We'll be right back here on KCNR.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
To the top of the eighth inning we go, and it looks like we'll have Billy Plummer. Just want to, hopefully he'll turn his back, but I think that's Billy, the son of Cincinnati Reds catcher Bill Plummer, who won a World Series ring with Johnny Bench and the Cincinnati Reds. Talk about a guy with some history and used to be a catcher like his father. So, just confirming that's him. Yes, so it is Billy Plummer. So Billy Plummer, the son of Bill Plummer, and you know, so many fascinating facts about his dad and how he was also the Seattle Mariners manager back in the early 90s, coached the young Ken Griffey Jr. But I think the fact that he really, that he had an article written about him in Sports Illustrated, back when Sports Illustrated was that number one magazine, you picked it up on the weekends and you would just read about these amazing features and how they wrote about how Bill Plummer could have played on any other team but chose to play for the Reds because of just the culture, the work ethic, the camaraderie that they had playing with Pete Rose. And now Billy Plummer, following in his father's footsteps, trying to pitch a big eighth inning, delivering a changeup breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1 to Eric Anderson. Anderson, who is a triple away from the cycle, the 0-1 pitch is taken away. So, one ball and one strike, 10-8 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. Plummer, he sets, winds, and delivers. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball two, and I think That might have skipped back and hit the home plate umpire right in his knee. Yeah, that is going to sting. He's got a little bit of a limp there on his right leg, so he's going to clean off the plate and take a standing 10. So bounced one off of that knee, and even though you got padding there as a home plate umpire, that padding, it still does not feel good. That is like, it's, I mean, umpiring gear, it keeps you alive, it keeps you safe, it protects you, but it's not by all means a Kevlar vest. If you get hit with a ball, that thing is going to sting. I think I remember one of the weird random things that I was a part of when I was a kid. I was at a game when, being from Los Angeles, went to a lot of Dodger games. 2-1 is on the outside corner for a strike. It was Brad Penny, who was the big burly right-hander, and I think he ended up hitting the home plate umpire during warm-ups. Poor guy had to be taken in an ambulance. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and that is going to sting. Arlo Anderson just fouled it off of his right knee, and that is not going to feel good. So, man. Whoever is running the sound effects system is having way too much fun there. Ah, man, poor Eric. So now he'll take a standing 10, had a fastball, turn on it, and smacked it right off of his kneecap. Ouch. So just trying to get the feeling back in his leg. So, man, that triple just became a little bit harder to hit, I guess you could say. So he shakes it off, so home plate umpire Dave Langford was hit, and then for good measure, so was Arlo. That ball is swung on, driven into right field. Back it goes near the warning track, and running it down is Blake Tweed to make the catch against the wall. Wow, that looked like it had triple all over it, but Blake Tweed able to chase the long fly ball down to make the catch, and Anderson for the first time tonight is retired. We have one away. And so here is Roman Rosales, the designated hitter. Pitch from Plummer is taken high for ball one. 6'3", man, he is built like an athlete. I mean, you could put football pads on him and have him go play some offensive line for you. 1-0 pitches, taking a little high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Glad you could join us here on this beautiful Friday evening here in Reading at historic Tiger Field, once home of the Reading Browns. 2-0 pitch is taken away for ball three. So 3-0 to Rosales. Plummer trying to work himself back. Whips delivers hard, a fastball, and that ball is taken up for ball four. A four-pitch walk issued by Plummer. And now here comes, man, you could say that this is the battle of the heavyweights. So you have 6'3", Billy Plummer, going up against 6'8", Cameron DeMarie. Must be snowing up there. All that height. And look at Ethan Williams. He's about 6'1", and he just looks like a second grader next to DeMaria. It is, talk about a big guy.
Fastball to DeMaria is in there for a strike. Why not just give him a healthy helping of fastballs. 0-1. Plummer sets. Runner fake pitch is taken just inside for ball one. Ethan Williams trying to frame it. One and one. Plummer sets. Goes after the other big guy. The 1-1 is bounced in the dirt for ball two. That ball's going to skip to the netting and to second. And looks like we have two balls back there. Wow. Not sure how that got back there, but imagine if Ethan Williams just put that ball in his back pocket and pretended that that was the actual ball. No, we're not doing anything. I'm not going to go there. 2-1. 2-1. I'm a Dodger fan. I'm still a little sensitive. 2-1 pitches swung on and fouled up along the first baseline. We'll go there. 2-2. So, battle of the heavyweights. Cameron DeMaria, 6'8", going up against 6'3", Billy Plummer. Who is going to win this one? 2-2 pitch by Plummer is taken away for ball three. So Plummer working the action with his slider, trying to get DeMaria to chase. The 3-2 pitch, runner fakes, fastball is taken high for ball four, and then nobody is there at second for Williams to throw to, and into third easily goes Rosales. It's hard to miss up to DeMaria, but indeed Plummer did, and then Williams, for good measure, thought that either Kumai or Camacho would be covering second. Instinctively threw to second. Nobody was there and allowed a free base to third to Rosales. So still with one out, though. The Colt 45s can get out of it with a double play. And now here is Cameron Bryant. Fastball to Bryant is swung on. That ball is lifted foul over a home plate and out of play. And, oh, we got our first car hit, but that is a very well protected and safety enhanced red van. Looks like a Tacoma, I think. 0-1. Pitch is in the dirt for ball one, and again for Williams. He's been so good back behind home plate, just sliding in front of the ball, left to right. So smooth for Plummer. The 1-1 pitch is just inside for ball two. Some late break by Plummer, but not going to get the call. Two balls and one strike to Cameron Bryant. At third is Rosales. At first is DeMaria. The 3-1 swing of that ball is hit hard foul up along the third baseline. And the third base coach pointing to Brian after that tartar sauce foul ball, saying, okay, straighten it out and try not to hit me. Nearly hit his third base coach. We got a 2-2 count to Bryant. The 2-2 is taken. No swing for ball three. Trying to check it was Williams, but didn't look like Bryant went. So full count in. Will the runners, well, we'll see about DeMaria. DeMaria not going. The 3-2 pitch is inside, and it looks like it hit Bryant on the helmet. So Bryant
hit on the helmet. Looks like a fastball there from Plummer, and it just slipped out of his hands. Obviously not intentional with the two-strike count. And now we're going to get time, and Fasting going to go and talk to Billy. So timeout for the moment. We will stay with you right here at Tiger Field. This game is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery, located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Fasking will talk to Plummer, and that will end his day. So Plummer lasts the third of an inning, and now we will have a new pitcher now coming out for you. You've got a right-hander. We're playing baseball hangman right now. You watch him cross the chalk. Do we get a number? Anyway, we'll be right back here on KCNR as the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 10-8 here in the top of the eighth.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And so we are back here in the top of the eighth inning, the Reading Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 10-8, and we have new pitcher in relief of Billy Plummer is Dustin Niles. So Dustin Niles, who played baseball at Foothill High School, and for Niles can really throw the ball with incredible command, comes in with an ERA of 1.45, throws a fastball that tops around 88 to 89 slider, and he also can throw sidearm sometimes as well. Likes to change up the arm angle. And meanwhile, here is Justin Francis with the bases loaded. Cameron Bryant at first. At second is Cameron DiMaria, and at third is Roman Rosales. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball at the hips for a strike. 1-1. And for Dustin Niles, too. Used to do some rodeo. I think he still might. Have to check with his mom. The 1-1 pitch is missed high for ball two. Sister Skyler does rodeo, does barrel racing, lives out on a farm, which is still considered in Reading, but on the outskirts near Palisadro. The 2-1 pitch is on the corner for a strike, and Dustin Niles trying to show that he can come in a pinch and get out of the inning. 2-2 to Francis. He sets. Wines delivers the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Francis. Francis had hit a single. His last at bat, down he goes. And now with two outs, here comes Isaiah Clark, who is 2-for-4, hit a triple in the fourth inning, and then in the fifth, hit a grand slam. So that has been the major difference maker tonight. Here's the pitch from Niles, a fastball in at the wrists for ball one to Clark. And the count is 1-0. Bases loaded, infield back. Any base, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So Dustin Niles, the kid out of Foothill, showing that he can really work. He's done it so far with that sub-2 earned run average. He sets. Winds and delivers a slider that misses just low. Oh, that's beautiful movement there from Niles, coming in on the inner half and then just crossing the plate, but home plate umpire says he just missed low. 2-1. Colt 45's trail 10-8 here in the top of the eighth. 2-1, swung on, rolled up along the third baseline and foul. And so for Niles, this Colt 45's fan base trying to rally him, cheering their team on and trying to get out of this inning. Niles looking in at Clark. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. And so, Mr. Fantastic leading the young kids in a foul ball choir, having a good old time. Niles again. Against Clark. The 2-2 is swung on, squirted back, foul. So, for Clark, trying to maybe force a walk or get something up in the zone to crank. Niles again. The 2-2 is a fastball missed away for ball three. So tried to blow the fastball, but didn't locate it. Three balls and two strikes, and now runners will be in motion. The Colt 45's trail 10-8 and trying to have another scoreless inning here in the top half and stay within striking distance. We go again. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And it hits a pickup truck. Hit the back window, but safety tested, so so now heading into the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Come on, no! Let's go! Niles working with a determined customer in Clark. The 3-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball four. All runners will move up 90 feet. In to score is Rosales. And so now it is 11-8. In favor of the Fresno Athletics, that run being charged to Billy Plummer. So, bases loaded walk. And now Isaiah Ochoa, who singled in a run in the seventh inning. And Niles delivers high and away for ball one. So now we're going to get a timeout. And so for Ethan Williams, working with Niles, this Colt 45's offense up to this point has kept their team in the game. And again, those two outs really just proving to be troublesome for the Colt 45s tonight. They had two outs in the first inning and then gave up a two-run single to Cameron DeMaria in the first inning. Now with two outs and RBI bases loaded walk. 2-0 pitch is swung on, corkscrewed back. So, for Niles, working, and so the former Future Farmers of America student, 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So, 2-2. Niles again, this time trying to bear down the hatches with Ochoa. The 2-2 strike three called and down goes Ochoa. Ochoa didn't like it, has some words for the home plate umpire as he takes the slow walk back to the dugout. And so for the Fresno Athletics getting a run back on a bases loaded walk from Isaiah Clark to score Roman Rosales, but one run is all that is allowed as Dustin Niles does the job. Now let's see if he can get some help from his offense as the Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 11-8 here going into the bottom of the eighth here on KCNR. And once again, this broadcast is being brought to you by Goldleaf Nursery. Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Goldleaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Goldleaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Goldleaf Nursery, located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
We are back for the bottom of the eighth inning, and leading things off will be Derek Ray as he tries to solve the puzzle of Max Vestal, who struck out the side last inning. The side armor delivers to Ray, and that ball is swung on and lifted into shallow center. We got three bodies under it, going back and making the catch, calling everyone off is Ochoa, and there's one away. So Ray flies out to the second baseman and kind of just a good fundamental job we've seen of this Athletics team tonight, just playing defense. You had right field, center field, and second base out there. And Ochoa waved him off. And now here is Jonathan Kumai. Kumai takes low for ball one. So 1-0, and then it'll be Arib Camacho, who hit a home run in the fifth inning, and then an RBI single in the sixth. 1-1 sidearm pitch is taken high for ball two. So that's the one thing that we haven't seen very much from the Fresno Athletics is lose command of their pitches, but Kumai can work himself aboard against Vestal. 2-1 pitch is a changeup, and out in front was Kumai for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Oh, that is just a tough pitch to hit. Well located, changing speeds as Vestal, 2-2. Vestal sets, delivers a 2-2 pitch, and it's a little corkscrew up along the first baseline. Plenty of time for Anderson, gets Kumai at first, and there's two away. So Jonathan Kumai bounces to the catcher. And so now here is Arib Camacho, who looks to solve the puzzle of sidearm right-hander Max Vestal from Reedley College. Vestal sets, winds and delivers. Pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play. So 0-1 the count, and you just got to imagine all the foul balls that are in that parking lot right now. If you're a baseball dad, probably thinking of bringing your bucket, maybe getting a few. Got to bring them back, though. That's the rule, but never know what can be left over. 1-0 pitch is taken away. So for Arib Camacho, whose father works for Old Dominion, a company that is sponsored by the MLB, grew up in Riverside. One pitch is waved at and missed for strike two. I mean, his pitches are just so hard to pick up, not because of the speed necessarily, but because of where that ball is coming from and then having to locate it and try to square it up. It's just a tough angle when you're looking low and then seeing that ball crossing home plate. The 1-2 pitch is just away. So two balls, two strikes. The Colt 45s trailing 11-8. And if Camacho gets aboard, he'll have Kyle Norton. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball, swung on, foul back, and hits the old-time speaker and then bounces in. So that speaker I don't think is being used anymore. In fact, I don't think that speaker has been used since the 1980s probably, back when you had to, you know, climb up, connect all the wiring to the loudspeaker, and then connect it to the box, and you had that big sort of vibrating sound. Yeah, so the old megaphone that is still up there like a summer Christmas decoration. 2-2 pitch, strike three called, and down goes Camacho on the outside corner. Camacho having words with the home plate umpire, and Camacho has been ejected. Camacho had words, and that was it for him. Home plate umpire Dave Langford ejects the second Colt 45's player, and now for Barrick Fasking looking to play peacemaker. Camacho being ejected. That is now the second player. It was Bryce Tweet in the first inning. And Arif. And Barrick Fasking, who usually keeps his calm, is giving Langford walking away. So Arif Camacho strikes out, and then is thrown out. No runs, no hits. Another clean inning for Max Vestal. And at the end of eight innings, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 11-8 here on KCNR. And once again, this game has been brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf's Nursery is back and it's wide open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8-5 Wednesday through Saturday.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
So now here is Peyton, or excuse me, is it number nine? So it is still Dustin Niles on to pitch the ninth inning. The Reading Colt 45s have had a bit of an interesting night, you could say, trailing 11-8 to Colt 45 players were ejected. As leading things off is Justin Tiger, fouls the pitch away 0-1. It was Bryce Tweet who was first shown the pink slip in the first inning on a close play at home. And then the shortstop, Arif Camacho, got rung up on strike three and didn't like the strike zone. 0-1 as Niles continues to work. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball way inside. And dunking out of the way is Tiger. So one ball and one strike. And again, you know, this is summer baseball. And this is where you learn. Sometimes you win some battles. Sometimes you are the student in some of them. One ball and two strikes. Now to Tiger. See if the Colt 45s can pull off some potential late inning magic. Kyle Norton will be the leadoff man. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball. Strike three called. So down goes Justin Tiger. Second straight time he has struck out. Or second time tonight. Reached on an error at second base in the seventh inning. And so now here is Ryan Tiger. Here's Niles. To Ryan Tiger, the fastball on the outside corner for a strike, a hip high pitch. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball just a bit high. One ball and one strike. Oh, Rick Bassetti talking to the fans, having a good time. 1-1 pitch is a slider on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Plenty of drama, plenty of action here at historic Tiger Field. It's been entertaining. The people have definitely gotten their money's worth. The 1-2 is swung on, grounded up the middle for a base hit. So Ryan Tiger stings the ball. And so now with one away, here comes Eric Anderson once again. He is three for four on the day. Singled in the first inning, hit a home run in the third, hit a double in the fifth, walked in the sixth, and flew out his last at bat in the eighth inning. A triple away from the cycle, swings and misses. Four strike one. 0-1. Niles looking in. Delivers the 0-1 pitch, missing away. Spinning is Williams, and looking back to first is Ryan Tiger. So 1-1. Tiger digging in his heels. With a firm lead, will he go? Not going. Fastball is taken high for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and the boy out of, I guess you could call it North Reading, just based on having been to his house, filmed a video about the future farmers of America. 2-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lined into left field. Going back is Crescetti, and he makes the catch. Two away. So Crescetti able to run down the fly ball. Nice play. Turning his hips, going back like a wide receiver, and good fundamental baseball there. And so it won't be the cycle for Anderson tonight, and here is Roman Rosales. The pitch to Rosales is taken low for ball one. The 1-0 to Rosales is a fastball in there for a strike. So Dustin Nile continuing to show throughout this season that he can pitch under pressure. Throw over to first, and back on the bag goes Tiger. Got his 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and now the count is 1-2, and the chatter at home plate has been on both sides. The 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on, and that ball is lifted into center field. Under it is Knock. He'll look up, make the catch, and that ends the inning. So a clean top of the ninth for the Colt 45s. Dustin Niles, the man out of Foothill High School, showing he can get it done in crunch time. But now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Can the Reading Colt 45s rally and send the fans home with a win? We shall see. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. The Reading Colt 45s trailing the Fresno Athletics 11-8 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery, on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To the bottom of the ninth inning we go, and it'll be Kyle Nordsten to lead things off and try to lead the Colt 45s to a win, trailing 11-8. Here to start the top of the ninth. Trying to figure out the sidearm right-hander who bounces it in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes from Max Vestal. And so for Nordsten, he has that big boy power at 6'3". 2-0 is on the corner for a strike. So 2-1. To Nordsten, swings and hits one hard into right field for a base hit, a hard grounder. And so for Kyle Nordsten, that was a very, very audacious fake and turn to second, retreats back to the bag. And so now here is Giacomo Crocetti. So Giacomo, who is 0-2, was hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance and trying to come up with a big base hit. The pitch to Crocetti is taken away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. And so for Vestal, who has just been lights out so far in his innings of relief. But now, after giving up the base hit, here's the 1-0 pitch, snaked on the outside corner for a strike. So one ball and one strike, and man, this has so much tension to it that this crowd is like a library. 1-1. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball that spins just inside. So two balls and one strike. Crocetti trying to turn Vestal around. Nordsten at first. He sets. Delivers the 2-1 pitch down the middle for a strike. And so now with a 2-2 count, Wyatt Reginato is on deck. The 2-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. So a full count. And Nordsten trying to give Vestal as much to think about as possible. We have no action going on. Or now we're about to have some action. I was just about to say, in case Vestal runs into trouble, maybe some arms getting loose in the visitor's bullpen. The 3-2 pitch. There goes Vern. That ball swung on. Driven into left center. Back he goes to the track, to the wall. And it's off the wall. Norton around third. He is in to score on an RBI double by Giacomo Crocetti. And all of a sudden, with no outs, the Colt 45s trail by two and now have Wyatt Reginato up to bat. So, Reginato representing the tying run at bat.
Let's go, Wyatt! Let's go, Wyatt! Let's go, Wyatt! Let's go, Wyatt! Let's go, Wyatt!
The pitch to Reginato is taken low and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So for Vestal, as the Colt 45 looks as though they might have found the puzzle, let's see if Reginato can make contact. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, barreled up, and foul. And on deck is a man that is probably more overdue than anybody here. That is Bryce Sweet. It was 0-4, struck out four times, but if Reginato can continue the train moving. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 1-2 is the count. Vestal looking in, heel set. The 1-2 pitch taken away for ball two. So the man out of Cottonwood trying to bring Shasta County alive with no outs. And Norton having scored, Giacomo Crocetti over at second. The 2-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. They are going to hold Crocetti at third, over to second on the throw into the infield. Goes Reginato, and now the winning run comes to the plate in the form of Bryce Sweet. He has been 0-4. He has struggled. He has battled. But so far, he has not been broken. And now, we are going to get time, and Vestal is going to be taken out. Max Vestal is going to be taken out after a strong So Vestal is taken out after a third innings of work. And now we will have a new pitcher with no outs. It'll be a right-hander. And that'll be number 43, Kyle Rader. So, Rader from Garden City Community College. All the way in Garden City, Kansas. So, a Midwestern boy. And so, for Kyle Rader from Garden City, Kansas, that was one of the old school towns in the Old West. Doc Holliday, I know that they had just have a a museum devoted to Doc Holliday, the Old West. And so, for Raider, the right-hander, trying to break the hearts of Shasta County, and for this boy out of Tehama County from Red Bluff, looking to win the game, or at least tie it, with one swing of the bat. The fans on edge here at Tiger Field. And I love it when they do that, the John Boyd Saturday Night Live. So here's Bryce Tweets. He is 0 for 4. He has struck out 4 times, but he can rewrite his fortunes with one swing of the bat here against Raider. The pitch to Raider is a fastball that bounces in the dirt for ball one. The 1-0 is taken away for ball two. 2-0. Bases loaded. No outs. The Colt 45s trail 11-9. The 2-0 is bouncing the dirt. That's ball three. 3-0 the count. No lifelines for Raider. Do you swing 3-0? Raider, he'll set. The 3-0 pitch is missed away. That's ball four, and the bases are loaded for the pride of Fall River, the man himself, the two-sport CIF All-Northern selection in baseball and football. That is Royce Knock, and his mom, Chris, is probably feeling nervous. His mom, I know, is on vacation in Cancun, but probably staying up for this one. Knock with the bases loaded up against Raider. The pitch is swung on and that ball is grounded to short. The ball gets away! In comes two runs! And we're tied up at 11! Crescetti comes in to score with Reginato on a botched toss from shortstop to second. And this game is tied at 11 with no outs and the winning run 90 feet from home. What an improbable comeback this would be. They were down. The Colt 45s were down 4 runs, battled back, were down 11-8 here in the top of the ninth, and now tied it at 11, and now here is Ethan Williams. The catcher takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, is taking second, is knocked without a throw. Runners indifference.
Come on, Ethan!
0-1. To Williams. Breaking ball is swung on, and that ball is poked to the first baseman. Up with it. covering first is Raider, and there's one away. So, with one away, there is still one out. As Dee Maria fed to Raider. And now here is Derek Ray from Shasta College. Who attended UPrep. Takes away for ball one. His father, Don Ray, is the athletic director and principal at Red Bluff High School. And so for Derek Ray, the 1-0 is a fastball in the dirt for ball two, and keeping that in front somehow is Eric Anderson. What a play. If that ball gets to the net with Blake Tweed at third base, he would have scored. And so now, with a 2-0 count, we are going to now have another pitcher, the third one of the inning. After 8 innings of just having the Colt 45's numbers, and now the Fresno Athletics just can't seem to throw a strike right now. And so, who will take the ball now? The action, and is it still the same guy? Yep, it's still the same guy. So, Kyle Rader still pitching. Blake Tweet, just 90 feet from scoring, and now will Derek Ray be intentionally walked here? Doesn't look like it. He's coming up to the batter's box. And so Raider and Ray will do battle. 2-0.
Come on, Derek!
Raider. He'll set. The 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Trying to send this Shasta County North State crowd home happy. The 2-1 is fouled at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. We are all tied up at 11 here at Tiger Field. The 2-2 is in the dirt for ball three. 3-2 the count.
Let's go, Derek.
Infield shifted in.
Let's go, Derek. Let's go, Derek! Let's go, Derek!
Raider.
Let's go, Derek!
Looking into his catcher, and now we'll get time.
Oh, time. Is the crowd too loud?
And we have some action going on, at least by the Athletics, on the Athletics side, and three and two. Raider going up against Ray. Tied up at 11. The Colt 45s were once down 8-4. Killed 11-8 and then have scored three here in the top of the ninth. They just need one more to win it.
The 3-2 is outside for ball four. The ball caroms back to the catcher, and now the bases are loaded for Jonathan Kumai. The pride of Everett College, who will now be attending Trinity International in Chicago, wants to get his business degree and trying to win it for the Colt 45s. Bases loaded. Tied at 11. We have a switching of gloves over in right field.
Let's go, Donovan!
Outfield in, infield back.
Let's go, Donovan!
The pitch to Kuma is a breaking ball that swung on. Grounded to short, the turn for one, the throw to first, double play! And that ends the inning, and ladies and gentlemen, we are going into extras. Into the 10th inning we go. Oh man, what a fun Friday night this has been, man. It does not get any better than this. We now have extra inning baseball here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s come back and tie the game up at 11, but go no further. We are going to the top of the 10th inning, tied up at 2 baseball bats apiece, 11-11 here at historic Tiger Field. This game has been brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
To the top of the 10th inning we go in what has been a roller coaster of roller coasters this season. I believe this is the first extra inning game. The Colt 45s were down 8-4, trailed 11-8 in the top of the ninth, and then came to bat in the bottom of the ninth and scored 3 runs. And here we are now with extra inning baseball tied up at 2 baseball bats, 11-11. And Dustin Niles still in pitching. Niles delivers a fastball that stays up for ball two to the 6. Foot 8 right-hander, Cameron DiMaria, who swings and fouls the 2-1 pitch away. So now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And if you're wondering how I have this much energy, simple. 4 eggs, beans, and a pork chop for breakfast. 2-2. Not those kind of beans.
the two and two. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it hits Di Maria. So Di Maria hit on the hands, wearing that jersey that looks way too small for him. And so he will draw the walk, or excuse me, he'll reach base. And so now here is Cameron Bryan. So Di Maria reaches first, and now he represents the go-ahead run, and Di Maria will come out and for a pinch runner. Pinch runner is Diego Valdez. So Valdez over at first. Trades bases. The 6'8" man for the 5'8" man. Glad you could join us. And if you are still with us, just want to say thank you again for listening on KCR. Cameron Bryant looks to bunt, takes inside for ball one. So the count is 1-0. So for Bryant, who has hit the ball hard tonight, just hasn't reached base, showing bunt. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Rolls his head around and shakes in dislike. The 1-1 pitch is, did he go? No, he didn't. Ball two. So Bryant pulls the bunt back, 2-1, and for Niles. Throw over to first, and it's lucky, and he is very lucky that Kyle Norton is 6'3" with a long wingspan. That could have been scary. The pickoff throw saved by Norton. Looking to bunt again. Pitch is low for ball three. Skips through Williams and into second. Goes Valdez. The pinch runner. For Di Maria. 3-1. Niles, the 3-1 is swung on and grounded back to the pitcher. The throw to first, Kumai covers, and there's one away. And over to third on the bunt goes Valdez. So for Kumai, rotating well, and now that will bring up Brandon Dodd from Newman University. Pitch is taken high for ball one. So Newman University, located in Wichita, Kansas. Ono pitch is taken away for ball two. So got a lot of Midwestern guys playing in the North State. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. 4-1. So Niles trying to keep Valdez from scoring. 2-1 is swung on, and that ball is lifted into right field. Going back is Queen. He makes the catch. Valdez will tag. The throw is safe at home. Valdez just beats the throw, and that was a beautiful throw by Blake Tweed, but Valdez just able to slip on by. Two outs in.
McDaniel!
And now we are having some screeching and words with the home plate umpire and, yep. Well. Pleasantries being exchanged between the Colt 45's clubhouse and the home plate umpire. It's now 12-11. Fresno Athletics, and taking a strike is Isaiah Clark. Two outs. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball in for strike. Now 0-2. The moon setting at three quarters, looking like a golden cookie out there. Thinking like a snickerdoodle. A warmed, baked snickerdoodle in January. That sounds great. That would be the vibe. You know, just sweat weather. Not worrying about the heat. Oh, that's a pretty cold night. 0-2. 0-2 pitch is swung on a miss for strike three. The punch out to first is recorded. Williams fires to Norton, and that ends the inning. So, the Fresno Athletics add a run on a sacrifice fly. That scores Valdez, and we're going to the bottom of the 10th to the Colt 45s have another comeback in them as they trail 12-11 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
And so here is Peyton Jeffries to lead things off as the Colt 45s try to climb back from now their fifth deficit today. Jeffries takes a strike and the count is 0-1. So for Jeffries, who attended Shasta College, the 0-1 pitch is swung on, flied up along the right field line, and foul. That ball will go out of play, and he is originally from Vancouver, Washington. And a fun fact about Vancouver, besides it being a suburb of Seattle, it's a suburb of Portland because it's on the northern side of Washington. So it is a suburb of Seattle, but in Washington, and across from Vancouver, Washington, you have Vancouver, Canada. 1-2 pitch, and there's a high fly ball to right field. That can go too low. She's gone! on a 1-2 pitch, Peyton Jeffries with a no-doubter that cleared the trees in right center, and just like that, we are tied up at 12. Oh, baby!